Newsom issues order focusing on mental health, suicide crisis among young men. Governor Gavin Newsom on July 30 signed an executive order directing a statewide response to what he said is California's growing mental health crisis among young men and boys, citing rising suicide rates, disconnection from school and work, and a lack of male mental health support. Too many young men and boys are suffering in silence, disconnected from community, opportunity, and even their own families, Newsom said in a statement. This action is about turning that around. It's about showing every young man that he matters and there's a path for him of purpose, dignity, work, and real connection. The order tasks multiple state agencies with coordinating efforts to reduce suicide rates, expand behavioral health access, and boost education and employment opportunities for men and boys across the state. The move comes as depression continues to rank among the leading causes of death for men, the governor's office said, adding that men are far less likely than women to seek treatment. Suicide rates for California men aged 15 to 44 are 3 to 4 times higher than for women, often involving firearms. Nearly 1 in 4 men under 30 now report having no close friends, a 5-fold increase since 1990, with even higher disconnection rates among young black men. The Centers for Disease Control also shows a similar trend nationally, with the agency noting that the suicide rate among males in 2023 was around 4 times higher than the rate among women. The agency added that men make up half of the population but account for nearly 80% of suicides. The governor's wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, said there is a need to confront long-standing gender disparities and systemic issues. Our young men and boys are facing a crisis of loneliness and social isolation that is showing up in their mental health, educational outcomes, future economic opportunities, and more, she said. Raising healthy boys will take all of us, moms, dads, teachers, coaches, and mentors, working together to find new ways forward. The order directs the California Health and Human Services Agency to develop suicide prevention recommendations, supported by data from the Center for Data Insights and Innovation. It also calls for expanding California volunteers' service opportunities for young men and addressing the lack of male role models in schools by improving the recruitment of male teachers and counselors. State officials will also evaluate disparities in service access and work to reduce stigma around mental health care, Newsom said. Agencies are instructed to integrate young men and boys into ongoing state workforce and education initiatives such as the California Jobs First Plan, the Master Plan for Career Education, and the California Community Schools Partnership Program. The order was issued alongside the announcement of $20 million in new funding through the California Apprenticeship Council to support training in the building trades, part of the state's broader goal to reach 500,000 apprentices by 2029. Newsom's administration is also continuing several programs designed to support men and boys, including the Youth Employment Opportunity Program, which offers one-on-one help to youth ages 15 to 25 navigating school or work. Mental Health for All, an initiative aimed at building an equitable behavioral health system. Proposition 1, approved in 2024, which allocates $6.4 billion to behavioral health treatment centers and housing. And the Children and Youth Behavioral Health Initiative, which funds workforce development and improved service coordination. Newsom's office said the labor force participation among California men without college degrees is near historic lows, and male college enrollment and completion have dropped significantly over the past decade. Officials say addressing these trends will require new pathways that reconnect young men with purpose, stability, and community. The governor's administration described the order as an extension of broader goals to build a California for all by closing access gaps and addressing disparities in outcomes across race, gender, and geography.